WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner, exclusively representing fathers' rights. Go to brianturnerlaw.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Another $1.5 million is going into the expansion of ball fields at College Station's Veterans Park. That did not sit well with a couple of members who were part of last night's unanimous vote, including Jerome Rectorick.
I'm going to be reluctantly supporting this, very reluctantly, and I would sincerely hope that nobody comes back in some future date to say, well, 1.55 was not quite enough, we need another whatever.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon responded to what is now a $5.2 million project.
This is just the real number for what it would have cost. If I budgeted $5 million 3 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation, but we would be moving forward with constructing it.
The additional cost includes addressing drainage issues that were not discovered in the preliminary design. The base bid for two lighted ball fields with synthetic turf and another parking lot. The council also added another restroom, walkways, and other amenities. The council is tentatively scheduled to award a construction contract next month. If that is approved, completion is expected to take until this fall. Bryan School Board members have no opposition to turning the current administration building into offices for the district's special education department. The administration's recommendation was supported by board member and retired teacher Ruthie Waller.
With special ed, there's so many off-campus meetings with parents that are not allowed to go on campus. I mean, you know, you hate to say that, but it happens. There's ongoing education for those teachers and administrators almost more than anybody. And so if they have access to these conference rooms and these bigger office spaces with all the meetings and all the needs that they have.
Construction manager Jeff Windsor says the current ad building has other possible functions.
There's also a lot of room on the first floor for record storage, because right now we desperately need some record storage. And it would be, we already have a loading dock right there, so it's a great place for the print shop.
Remaining administration offices will move after renovation to the former Stephen F. Austin building is completed in May. Bryan School Board members yesterday unanimously voted to pursue buying land to build a new campus.
The location of the property that's going to be negotiated for purchase is where?
We cannot discuss that at this time.
Board President Mark McCall also repeated he could not reveal whether the board is considering a new campus in the immediate future or not.
Since we're in negotiations with actual property, we're not allowed to discuss it or talk about it at this point in time.
McCall told WTAW News he could answer that question when negotiations have finished, whether or not the board decides to buy the land. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. You can text us to this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Law Offices of Brian Turner, they exclusively fight for the rights of fathers. Period. Dads have the right to remain dads following a divorce. Brian Turner can help you fight this battle. Brian Turner Law advocates for deserving dads to ensure his time with his children. He also works hard to protect the client's home, retirement, or other important assets, and has a flat fee for consultation. Call the Law Offices of Brian Turner, 979-583-9200. Family law for fathers, period. For you and the sake of your kids, BrianTurnerLaw.com.
My name is Daniel Hernandez. I've been practicing law over 30 years in Brazos County and across the state, and I'm very familiar with the services of the district clerk's office. I invite all members of the community to vote for business leader Gabriel Garcia for the position of Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel's successful experience in managing highly trained employees and his integrity will ensure greater performance that will bring value-added outcomes to the county. Join me in voting for Gabriel Garcia, a conservative Republican.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, good morning. Let's do some weather. Sponsored by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Lots of sunshine across the area today as high pressure starts to head our way. Temperatures will be somewhere between 70 and 75 later in the day. Clear to partly cloudy overnight. We're 40 to 45. Sunshine, a little cooler for tomorrow. Highs still only reach 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear, 40 to 45. Sunshine will continue Thursday, and it'll start to warm up a little bit. Highs Thursday afternoon, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, both the Aggie women's basketball head coach Gary Blair and men's basketball head coach Billy Kennedy had their radio shows last night right here on WTAW. For the women, Coach Blair was asked about their strong showing at this past weekend's past week's SEC tournament.
I thought we played very well. I thought we had a lot of kids step up to the plate. I thought they did a great job. I think we got better as a basketball team, and that's what you're trying to do.
Coach calling in from the road as he is always working 24-7 to make that team better. So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Blair coming up, as well as Coach Kennedy, of course, talking Aggie baseball and softball back in action today, and some other things around the state of Texas, football, basketball, all that more coming up in sports.
Wow, so the postseason college basketball will start soon, and, you know, I think we've got a story today about how the economy loses $488 trillion because of that.
Oh, okay.
Because of basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody's, you know, wanting to watch that instead of
worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, got
production
that.
Slows way
yeah,
down.
I'm sure it does. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Merriam-Webster's got a whole bunch of new words for us. We're going to have that for you today.
Okay.
So that you'll know about that. There's, we have Mario news, Mario the video game news, which
okay.
is, you know, really kind of...
It's me, Mario.
That's what he says. Mm-hmm. That's what he...
All right. Now, and y'all are going to have to decide, I guess. We have the Bachelor final is tonight, and we have a spoiler about what happened. I know.
Chelsea's going to be upset.
Do we care? See,
no.
I don't know.
I haven't watched The Bachelor in like 18 years.
I haven't watched it in a long time. Back when Mama was in control of the remote, that's pretty much I was forced to watch it.
But you weren't. You could have left the room.
I could have left the room. What was I going to do? Stare at the wall?
The spoiler, I feel like I've seen this on social media. Isn't there a wedding?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or something?
Already?
No, I think he gives them a rose. Is that the way that works?
That is.
Okay, all right. Well, so that's supposed to happen, I think, tonight, and he flipped back.
Tonight?
And forth.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
it didn't happen last night?
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
Hold on. A Twitter will
it
tell me.
It usually happens on Monday.
I saw some tweets about it last
all
night,
right.
Some fire tweets. So,
well, it says here, this tonight is Bachelor
is the
after
recap.
The final.
Oh.
Now we know. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, this 911 system's really good to have. You know, when there's an emergency, you need to get a first responder.
Uh-huh.
We had that story the other day about the lady whose son was choking and she didn't have a phone or whatever. So it's just first responders are great. Man arrested Monday, accused of calling 911 four times to complain that somebody had thrown his clam chowder in the dumpster.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then once more to complain about being given a misdemeanor summons because he had misused the 911 system. Soak Yee, that's his name, so I guess he's not from around here. Lives on Main Street, however, in mm-hmm. whatever town this was. He's 70 years old, issued a misdemeanor summons for misuse of the 911 system because he called four separate times on Monday to, well, you know, that's probably not an emergency that somebody throwing his clam chowder in the dumpster.
I mean, clam chowder is a delicacy in a lot
sure
of places.
It is. I'm sure he's probably right. I'm just thinking at 70 years old, you know, he probably had nothing better to do rather than do that. So just saying that the first responders are out there taking care of that.
Like an old man trying to return soup at a deli.
That's no soup for you.
No
someone
soup
in
for you.
Someone in Ireland called the police to report that his car had been stolen. Officers spotted the car once and tried to stop it. Driver accelerated and tried to get away.
Oh, high-speed chase?
Yeah, that's kind of... Eventually, the car got ditched, and the guy who was in it fled on foot.
Mm.
Officers from various stations staged themselves around the area. And a canine unit was called out to help with the search. Police were able to find the guy who was hiding.
in a doghouse. Hey!
Oh.
All right.
Good try, buddy.
Irony for today.
His wife was probably pretty put out with him after all that.
Could well be. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I mean, the dog found him in, like, the doghouse. Yeah.
Hey, man, what are you doing in here?
Yeah.
This is my house.
That's right, man.
I come to your house? And, well, actually, yeah.
Yeah, you might. And lay down on the couch. Yeah. That could happen. I wonder if they bark with an accent in Ireland. You ever think about that?
Yeah, probably.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Hey, good morning, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's March the 6th. It's day 65. We got 300 of them to go.
Okay.
182 years ago today. Jim Bowie, Davy Crockett, a bunch of people got names of schools named after them and counties and stuff like that, died at the Alamo.
Oh, okay.
This is like Remember the Alamo Day. This is when it fell.
Hashtag RIP.
Yep.
Because, I mean, if you think about that, if you think about Davy Crockett, mm-hmm. and you think about Jim Bowie.
Yeah.
And some other people, I mean, who Travis. I mean,
right.
There's schools named after them.
Yeah.
There's counties named after them. There's cities named after them. You know, it'd be interesting to find 50 people from states other than Texas and ask them where the Alamo is.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
Get some unusual answers.
I'm sure.
Probably.
Oh, and, it's in Dallas. Bowie was an interesting character.
If they even know it was in Texas.
Yeah, that's also true.
It's in Mexico, right?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, go ahead.
No, Bowie was just an interesting character. I mean, he wasn't really known as a great guy.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. He'd kind of married into some royalty or at least money from Mexico, I think.
Okay. Well, that show that Brad and I used to watch, Timeless,
oh, yeah.
which never came back on,
right?
That was one of the episodes was they went back to the Alamo whenever it was like during the war or the battle. And
see,
so it was pretty interesting.
And, you know, Davy Crockett really had kind of gotten run out of Tennessee, and,
right?
You know, after being in Congress,
yeah, these are a bunch of like rebels.
Yeah, he was trying to kind of resurrect his career a little bit, and he came down here. So, but we don't think about that, especially not today. Anyway, 182 years ago today, and let me see, it's also Day of the Dude.
Day of the Dude.
Day of the Dude.
Well, that's just like your opinion,
well,
man.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, and I'm not sure if it's from that. Yes, it is. It's I went to the page. The Day of the Dude.
From the Big Lebowski.
From the Big Lebowski. Dudism is a religion. I like that.
Dude, a dudette, yeah.
It's National Frozen Food Day. That probably helps out a lot.
Okay.
It's a White Chocolate Cheesecake Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all that, but it's Dentist Day, too.
Ooh. Oh.
Mm. Hey, I
go
looked at the calendar,
dentist.
Said it was Dentist Day, so I think I'll go ahead and do that. All right, so also they are giving away, it's Oreo Day.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
yes.
They're giving away Oreos at the dentist?
They're giving you 1 million free Oreo chocolate candy bar.
Oh,
okay.
They're out there and available if you want to do it. It's called OreoBirthdayGiveaway.com.
Oh.
So you will get one free Oreo-filled candy bar by going to the website. And, of course, you'll get spammed forever.
Forever.
So if you want to do that, and again, you could probably get worse spam than Oreo, but
true.
Just know that if you do that, you probably
will. Do they have to ship it to you? Well, am I going to have to wait, or is this an instantaneous thing?
Yeah, it just pops out of your computer.
Well,
screen,
that would
Zach.
Be really cool.
It looks here that you give them your information, though, including your mailing address.
Oh, yeah. Oreo coupons every day.
That's right. Then they you got to tell them you're not a bot, and then you register, and it says no purchase is necessary, but we'll bother you forever. No, it didn't. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Tyler, the Creator, is turning 27. He's a rap star.
Oh, yeah.
So he turned in the big 2-7 today. Bubba Sparks is turning 41. Hold on to your ears.
Call it Paul, Bubba Sparks.
Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, booty, rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Rocking everywhere. Rocking everywhere. Rockin everywhere. I found you, this new booty.
So one of Scott's favorites, Bubba Sparks.
And you know, they used to talk about how stupid the lyrics were in songs back in the 50s where people going shoebop and stuff like that.
Oh, it's just gotten better.
Oh, it has.
I
think there's no doubt there is a level of mentality here that has not been read. When did that song come out?
Oh, man. 04 probably?
Yeah, probably early 2000. Yeah.
I cannot imagine if we listened to him today how that would be. Just wow.
Well, I just sang every lyric.
Yeah,
so.
I know. That's, I heard you in the background.
That was back when rap was good. That's when me and Chelsea are like, you young whippersnappers don't know back
oh,
in
yeah.
when Bubba Sparks came out with Miss New Booty. That was some real jams.
Yeah.
So anyways, he's turning 41 today.
I mean, imagine walking into your house there at home. All right, now how old were you when that came out?
I was in high school.
Was it really 04?
Yeah,
then
yeah,
I was in high school.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so Zach, did you walk into your house one day singing that, and your mom looks at you and says, what?
No, okay. No. I did get caught singing Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, though, and she looked at me. And,
yeah,
say,
what are you doing?
So anyways. But
2006, so my senior year of high school.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Good times, good times.
Good times.
Shaquille O'Neal is turning 46 today.
Shaq.
Shaq. Connie Britton turning 51. Pretty good actress. Of course, she was Mrs. Coach Taylor back in whenever they had Friday Night Lights. And she's been in Nashville and a bunch of other stuff. Mm-hmm. D.L. Hughley turning 55. Oh. Actually, we've got back-to-back comedians you never hear much of anymore. D.L. Yeah. Hughley turning 55. Tom Arnold turning 59.
Boy, no kidding.
Don't hear from either one of those guys anymore.
No.
Kiki D is turning 71. Don't go breaking my heart. So she is turning 71 today. That came back.
Wonder. Actually, a half hit wonder, because probably if she'd done that with anybody other than Elton John, that might not have been a hit.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. But anyways, that came back out in 76, by the way.
All right.
Rob Reiner, Meathead, turning 71 today.
You know, pretty good director.
Yeah,
pretty
I would say
director.
So.
Yeah, I gotta say that.
Been in a lot of really good stuff. Yeah. A Few Good Men, When Harry Met Sally. Yeah. Princess Bride. This is Spinal Tap, director for all of those.
Princess Bride.
Now,
of course, there was Princess Bride.
Right.
Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Did he direct Sleepless in Seattle? I know he had a cameo in it.
You know, I'm not.
If you remember that, but anyways, of course,
only there was a way.
If only there was. No, he did not direct it, but he did have a cameo in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course, he was. He was Michael Stivic on All in the Family back in the day.
Carl Reiner's son, so kind of royalty. I mean,
yeah.
Between that, that's a whole lot of entertainment.
Did you see Rob Reiner in Wolf of Wall Street?
No, I didn't.
Did you? Okay. No, so if you've ever seen Wolf of Wall Street, definitely not family friendly, but pretty good.
Right.
Martin Cove is turning 72, Karate Kid villain. He played the Cobra Kai instructor, John Kreese.
Ah.
So he's turning 72. Yeah. David Gilmour turning 72, Pink Floyd.
All in all, it's just another brick in the
wall. Yep. Oh, weird band. Smoked a lot of stuff,
imagine.
Just saying. Okay, because all of their songs and lyrics are normal.
Yeah,
that's perfectly understandable.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Mary Wilson turning 74, The Supremes.
We'll have to go look it up. Dark Side of the Moon was like on the charts for 16 years.
Okay? Really?
Something like that. Stedman Graham, who, you know, hangs out with Opa, 67. Alan Greenspan is only 92.
Only 92.
Only 92.
He's looked like that for about 20 years. And John Stossel, if you ever see him on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, John Stossel is 71.
Yeah.
That's pretty
And the stash is still holding its color.
I don't know about that, but yeah, what the hell. Bob Wills was born on this date. He did some pretty good music.
He's still the king.
Yeah, and a guy named Michelangelo, who did some work.
Yeah.
His birthday was today. And also, Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Also born on this date, second banana.
Lots of birthdays today.
There really are. Really are. People who have passed away. And all that. And again, if you want to get Oreos, all you have to do is go get your Oreo thing and fill that out. And as a result, you can get Oreo spam for the rest of your life.
Howdy. This is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn campaign.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And in predictable fashion, Sunday night's Oscars and host Jimmy Kimmel immediately bring politics into the show. Within his 11-minute monologue, let's see, Kimmel managed to bash, President Trump, Vice President Pence, Fox News, call for gun control, while he and every other Oscar attendee were protected by armed police pretty much everywhere. And according to Variety, the Oscars averaged an 18.9 household rating, 32 share of Nielsen's metered market overnight ratings. That's down approximately 16%. As a matter of fact, it crashed to the lowest viewership in the history of the Oscars. Yikes. Apparently, lecturing Americans that their values are wrong isn't working. Maybe they'll try something different.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My name is Sue Elliott. I'm one of your candidates for Justice of the Peace Precinct 1 in Brazos County. If elected, I intend to maintain an office that works for the fair and compassionate resolution of issues. Traffic violations, civil matters, drug and alcohol citations will be handled as an educational opportunity for all involved. I will maintain office hours that work for working people, open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and not closing at lunch Monday through Thursday. The regular working person can come to JP Court and handle his or her case. No lawyers are necessary, but they are welcome. The JP Court handles Class C misdemeanors and civil suits under $10,000. This keeps them out of the higher courts, allowing them the time and resources for more serious offenses. My court will treat everyone with courtesy, respect, and compassion. I'm Sue Elliott, candidate for Justice of the Peace Precinct 1. I would appreciate your vote on March the 6th.
Paid political advertisement by the Sue Elliott Campaign. Mike Recinct Treasurer.
Good morning. It's 6:28, News Talk 1620, WTAW, or our weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We'll get up to 71 today. Winds out of the northeast at about 5 to 10. Bound to 40 tonight. It's 64 for a high tomorrow, and then 38 on Wednesday night. But we're getting sunshine through all this, so that'll be nice. 65 on Thursday, up to 70 on Friday, and near 80 on 70 on Friday and near 80 on Saturday. So that'll be pretty good. Rest of the week looks all right. Safe to wash the car. Right now, winds out of the north at 6. We have fair skies, and it's 48.
Hello, Brazos County. This is Terrence Nunn, candidate for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 2. I have 25 years of experience interpreting and enforcing the law in Brazos County. I have a true public servant's heart and volunteer for several nonprofit organizations in our community. I'm proudly endorsed by the Eagle as the most experienced and qualified candidate. If you want integrity, fairness, and a full-time Justice of the Peace, I'd be honored to have your vote. I'm reminding you that March 6th is the last day to vote. Visit nunforjp.com. This political ad is paid for by Terrence Nunn Campaign, Stacey Nunn Treasurer.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. McDonald's is offering fresh beef rather than frozen patties in some burgers at thousands of restaurants. A switch it first announced about a year ago as it works to appeal to customers who want fresher food. The fast food giant, which has relied on frozen beef patties since the 70s, says it's launching quarter pounders made with fresh beef in about 3,500 restaurants starting today. It'll roll out to most McDonald's by May. Lockheed Martin can add another $481 million to its record backlog after the Pentagon awarded the first part of a deal to build four naval vessels for Saudi Arabia. Lockheed claimed a potential $28 billion in deals from President Trump's arms sale-fueled state visit last year. Saudi Arabia is seeking heavily modified versions of a combat ship that the Pentagon is now dumping in favor of a proposed new frigate. Crude oil up 29 cents at $62.86 a barrel on Wall Street futures, pointing to a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. In about 3 months, most of the Bryan School District central administration offices will move to the former Stephen F. Austin building. During a school board workshop yesterday, there was no opposition to a recommendation to relocating all special education functions.
It's a blessing for them, finally, that they can have what they need, because that department isn't getting any smaller, you know? And so we don't want them to feel like stepchildren anymore. We want them to have the space and the facility that they need.
Board member and retired BISD teacher Ruthie Waller cheered the idea from construction manager Jeff Windsor.
We would leave the offices set up as they are. So the furniture's here. It works in the space. So it should be a quick move with very little construction cost or renovation cost to do that move. And I can promise you with this, every square inch of this building will wind up being used for something.
The proposal was part of an update on projects funded by the voter-approved 2014 bond issue. The Bryan School Board remains quiet about the reason they are looking at buying land to build a new campus. Yesterday, the board gave the superintendent authorization to negotiate. After the unanimous vote, President Mark McCall says he couldn't say if they're thinking about building right away or not.
But as soon as that information is able to be made available, and I'll even make the commitment that even if nothing happens on it, and, you know, at some point in time, the negotiations break down or whatever, I'll be happy to talk about it at that point, too, when it becomes back up on the agenda for further board action.
McCall also did not disclose the location of the property. An expansion at Veterans Park that was estimated at $3.6 million is now at $5.2 million. The College Station City Council agreed to spend another $1.5 million in hotel occupancy tax money for two more lighted synthetic turf fields, another parking lot, another restroom, and other amenities. Public Works Director Donald Harmon said the additional cost was in part to provide adequate drainage to protect the fields, something that became an issue with the formal design of the project.
So I would kind of characterize it more appropriately, I believe, as that elaboration of uncertainty.
While the council accepted staff's belief that enough hotel tax money will be generated to cover this and pay for the creation of the new Southeast Park, Jerome Rectorick doesn't want staff returning on the Veterans Park expansion.
Money doesn't grow on trees. I don't care whether it's hot tax dollars, sales tax dollars, or any other dollars. It does not grow on trees, and we need to, I think, do a I'll say, a better job of managing that.
The council is tentatively scheduled to award a construction contract is next month. If that is approved, completion is expected to take until this fall. Bryan police report collecting more than $22,000 of illegal drugs during a search of a home last Thursday. Most of what was seized from the home on Broadmoor between Lazy Lane and North Avenue was marijuana-based. There was almost 5 pounds of hydroponic or professionally grown pot, which is a street value of $16,000. BPD also found more than $6,000 of THC that was in either butter form or in vape cartridges. A total of 8 types of illegal drugs were found by officers, including small amounts of LSD and ecstasy. 4 men who were arrested after the search were all released from jail the same day after posting bond. A South Bryan convenience store was hit by an armed robber Sunday night. The clerk at the Easy Shop on South College told police a man with his face covered entered with a gun and took an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. Problems keep piling up for State Senator Carlos Uresti.
The San Antonio Democrat, who was just convicted of 11 counts of fraud in connection with a scam fracking company, has now been hit with a divorce petition from his wife of 6 years. Margaret Uresti alleges adultery as grounds for divorce. A key prosecution witness testified Uresti seduced her and the pair had sex in his law office. Uresti denies the claim. The veteran lawmaker is facing another criminal trial in May, as well as a civil fraud lawsuit from the woman who claimed she had an affair with him, and he's facing more than a decade in prison when he's sentenced in June. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And the owner of a Houston-based Shipley's Donuts is being sued by 3 former employees.
The civil action accuses Lawrence Shipley of sexual harassment and racial discrimination. The 3 women allege Shipley created a hostile work environment for years. The lawsuit details allegations of sexual misconduct and racial discrimination. The women are seeking damages for pay, emotional pain and suffering, and attorney's fees. Chris Summer, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Black politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there's nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Bram, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, good morning. 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
We'll certainly see sunshine today. It'll be a welcome change. Drier weather's had a chance to move in. Temperatures 70 to 75 later in the day. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows will get down to about 40 to 45. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs tomorrow afternoon between 60 and 65. Skies are clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 40 to 45. Thursday, partly to mostly sunny with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie Women's Hoops and Aggie Men's Hoops. Both Gary Blair and Billy Kennedy held their weekly radio shows last night, so we'll hear a little bit from both of those coaches. Also, Aggie Baseball and Aggie Softball are back at home this evening, so we'll preview the matchups there. A trio of Texas A&M divers have earned spots at the 2018 NCAA Men's Swimming and Diving Championships, so get your Speedos ready. We're talking diving and swimming. And, of course, the NBA and even NFL, all that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, that's one of those sports that probably does not work too well on radio.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, you know,
diving.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Swimming and diving. And, yeah. You know, golf. So, you know, back in the day, a long time ago, in Dallas, there was a station called KRLD. Well, they still exist. But they were basically the news talk station up there, and when the Byron Nelson would mm-hmm. happen, they would go out and cover it.
Wow.
I mean, stroke-by-stroke coverage on the radio. Yeah.
There's a lot of dead air.
There's a lot of space to fill,
I should say.
You've got to create your own drama.
Right.
He's up at the tee box. Right.
And the only thing that would be probably more difficult than that would be swimming, or not swimming necessarily, but maybe diving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
he's
to
up
describe
there.
Exactly what yeah. happened.
He bounces twice. He flips around a lot. Okay, he's in the
Splash.
Water.
Splash.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough.
But that's all right. Zach is going to give us complete coverage and insight
yes.
into the swimming and diving.
We will have all the up-to-date info for
all
you.
All right. We'll have that today as part of Shaquille O'Neal's birthday. Today is Shaquille O'Neal's birthday.
Yep.
Folks,
Shaq. The big 4'6".
You know, I bet you he could do a heck of a cannonball.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could probably splash some water out of the pool.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Right
when he's riding back with the general.
That's it. And then he puts his gold bond on and everything's
yep,
good.
Yep. And everything's good.
All right. So anyway, it's election day. If you haven't voted and you want to, then today's the last chance to do that.
Today's the day.
Again, two things. Number one, you haven't already voted in this election. And number two, you have to care enough to go vote. So we'll see what happens. Apparently, despite what Republicans would tell you, there are some Democrats in Texas who are smart enough to know how to get to the polls and how to vote, because there have been some numbers from the Democrats in yeah. the early voting in Texas. So we'll see what happens. I mean, back in the day, Democrats ruled the roost, but it's been a long time, so the Republicans got that going on, at least for now.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like everything else, when it comes election day in the midterms, they're going, oh, this is a litmus test for, you know, whether or not people like Trump or whatever, and that's probably, you know, could show up on the statewide, and even some of the races maybe for the House or the Senate. Now, there are some that are a little bit competitive out there. Texas Tribune has not necessarily said anything having to do with our two state House races or the state Senate race are what you would call hotly contested, but, you know, it could change. Just depends on who goes out and votes and who they vote for, so we'll see, but we'll have election coverage. really the best way, quite honestly, is going to be on our website, because it'll be updated like that, and you know, Bill will break in and there'll be some numbers to be given. Within our regular programming, we don't do wall-to-wall coverage anymore. And understand the way things are, the way that the ballots are cast now in Brazos County, we've got a pretty sophisticated system, because today you can go vote any place.
Mm.
And doesn't matter if that's your precinct or not,
right.
You can do that. And so as a result, for instance, in a county commissioner's race, then you could tell what the results were when those boxes within that precinct came in, but that's not the case anymore because you can
vote wait. Yep.
Any place you want. So anyhow, we'll have that, and again, checking it out on our website would be a pretty easy way to do that, and so we'll have that for you tonight. And then, you know, I'm looking at some of these other, like the U.S. congressional races. Ted Poe was a longtime state congressman from Texas, and he's got 9 people in his race, and there's one candidate who's spending $6 million. Okay.
Million.
Now, the job pays like, I don't know, $185,000 a year. So you got $6 million? That means that people gave you money.
Right.
I know. Just because they gave you money doesn't mean that you're going to do what they want.
Right. Yeah.
Because you're an elected
official. If they call you on the phone, you're not going to answer.
No,
you're
going
to send them straight to voicemail.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, yep.
Well, who is it? Maybe it's all of their own money.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's
No. Kathleen Wall is her name, and she's pretty much dominated the 9-person race for Ted Poe's seat. And Kathleen does not have that kind of money.
But oh, she's got a weird way of spelling her name.
She does. Doesn't
it's
she?
Kathleen.
Yeah, Kathleen. Yeah, that's right. Now, while we're just kind of in a little bit of politics, today would have been Marion Barry's birthday. Okay, he's passed away.
Okay.
He's the former city councilman and mayor of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And so they're going to unveil a statue today, I guess, to honor him in Washington, D.C. Now, if you were to go and Wikipedia Marion Barry, you would find that, oh, well, he got caught in a sting with some cocaine.
Oh,
it happens. It happens.
And it was in a hotel room with a camera that captured Marion Barry, then a city councilman for Washington, saying he used a one-word phrase for a young lady that starts with a B.
Okay.
And he said, "The young lady set me up."
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
But that's okay. They returned him to office in Washington, D.C.
Of course. And now they're honoring him with a statue.
Yeah. It's a wonderful day to think about that. So just remember who you put in office, because you never know what might happen. But if you want to go vote today and you haven't, then today's the last day. We'll have the coverage here on WTAW at 6:47.
What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series subcompacts. No other subcompact tractors on the market have so much versatility designed to fit in your garage. And if you're looking to mow right now, a 54-inch mower deck is included. Get a BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 10th, learn all about spring vegetable gardening. Planning, variety selection, fertilizing, and pest control is important to success. Learn all about growing vegetables this week at Producers, another great class for the kids too. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Have you ever worked from dawn till dusk only to realize that your masterpiece was more like a mixed up piece of landscaping? Well, gardener, you probably just tried too hard. I have some of the most common ways you can achieve great results easily, and I'll be back with details, easy steps to a more perfect home landscape right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. If you want to have a more beautiful home landscape and you want to keep it looking great but easily, keep it simple. Start with a simple design. The best landscapes are usually modest. No flashy splashes of color sprawled all over the grounds. No tightly sheared shrubs lining walks and drives. Simplicity is always acceptable. Keep it natural. The best landscape looks like a woodland meadow into which a lovely house was mysteriously and gently dropped. Plants aren't sent in straight lines. A limited number of species is involved. While the plants that are used are all adapted, they aren't necessarily only Texas natives, so keep it natural looking, but not necessarily just with native plants. Have at least a basic idea of what you're wanting to achieve with your plantings. Whether it's privacy, recreational space, shade, or just beauty to look at, you'll save yourself years of frustration if you plan for it from the outset. Sketch your plan, then choose plants and materials that will take you there. Have a sequence for the projects. Long-term things like shade trees and turf grass have to come first. Major shrubs fall into the same category, but low shrubs and ground covers can wait if they must. Sometimes, however, it's easier just to get it all done at one time. If funds are limited, perhaps you can wait to do the backyard, get the turf and a shade tree or two planted, and then the rest will come later. Everything should be functional. Plan necessary walks and position the shade where it will be most welcomed. Keep water faucets handy and enlarge the patio if it's too cramped for parties. Every element you introduce into your landscape should have its own purpose, and every plant and every piece of hardscape you add should be the best possible option at fulfilling those needs. Don't do anything cute. Cute landscapes often fail. First, they don't look natural, and second, they can be downright distracting. Your landscape should be the frame for its picture. The picture is your house, and that frame needs to be built very carefully. That means that alternating red leaf barberry and gold spot euonymus, while stunning in your mind beforehand, will become staining to the landscape thereafter. Too much color, not a good plan. Keep it tidy. All it takes is one unedged fence or a wind wash of leaves against a wall to make the landscape look unloved. Routine maintenance to keep your plants well fertilized, properly watered, and regularly groomed will pay big dividends. I'm Neil Sperry, and scheming for color will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. The new AP Top 25 basketball poll has been released, and the Aggie women have jumped up one spot from 15th to 14th. The Maroon and White are fresh off a strong showing at the SEC tournament. Coach Gary Blair joined his weekly radio show last night from the road.
I thought we played very well. I thought we had a lot of kids step up to the plate. I thought they did a great job. I think we got better as a basketball team, and that's what you're trying to do. And I think when you're sitting there thinking about where we are, we knew we had to win at least two games to help our seeding. I think we did that. I think we played Mississippi State very well. particularly in the first 15 minutes of the game, I thought we were controlling the game. But I'm going to take it as a positive, positive.
Coach and the ladies are waiting to hear their fate for the NCAA tournament. Selections are set to be announced Monday. Meanwhile, the Aggie guys received one vote in the AP poll following a three-game win streak to end their regular season. Maroon and White finished the regular year at 20-11 overall and 9-9 in SEC play. But Coach Billy Kennedy points out the team stock has started to rise.
In our last 12 games, we were 8-4. You have a tendency, because it was a roller coaster, we'd won two, lose three, one, whatever it was, to think you're having a terrible year, and you have to go back and really look at it, and you say, you're 9-4 in a league that five losses won the league. In the first four games, we had guys miss games for injuries. Admon and Dwayne Wilson and then DJ missed the first two games. You take those four games out of it, we had a pretty good SEC season, but it never really felt like that. And sometimes you got to go back and really look at it and see.
And the Maroon and White will head to St. Louis this Thursday to take on Alabama in the SEC tournament. Both Aggie baseball and softball are in action today. The 8th-ranked guys host Northwestern State at 6:30 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And across the street, 6th-ranked Aggie softball welcomes Penn State to town at 6. Coverage will be on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. A trio of Texas A&M divers have earned their spots at the 2018 NCAA Men's Swimming and Diving Championships with strong performances on the first day of the NCAA Zone D qualifier at the University of Minnesota. Senior Tyler Henschel and junior Sam Thornton will be making return trips to the national meet, while freshman Curtis Matthews will be making his first trip to the NCAA championship. DeMarcus Lawrence has received a franchise tag from the Dallas Cowboys, guaranteeing the Pro Bowl defensive end $17.5 million in 2018. Lawrence finished the tied for second in the NFL with 14.5 sacks last year. On the court, Tony Parker scored 23 points off the bench to lead the San Antonio Spurs past the Memphis Grizzlies last night, 100-98. Danny Green added 14 points from the bench for San Antonio, which puts a stop to a two-game skid.
Everyone is big, but this one especially. After dropping two of them, being up, you know, double-digit points going into the fourth, we got to execute better defensively. We got to close games and be smarter. We can't let teams, you know, score that many points in the fourth quarter. I think tonight we did a better job, but you know, we still could be better. We know that, but this is something to build on.
Green and the Spurs will have tonight off, but the Rockets and Mavericks are back in action. Houston puts its 15-game win streak on the line as it visits Oklahoma City at 7. Meanwhile, Dallas tries to put a stop to a three-game skid as it welcomes Denver to town at 7:30. And out on the ice, Erik Karlsson scored on a breakaway with 2:19 left in overtime as the Ottawa Senators beat the Dallas Stars last night 3-2. With the loss, Dallas falls to 37-23-6 on the year. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Tegeler.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third-generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community. Gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. I have a passion for public service, as evidenced by my record of service to the community. I'm a fiscal conservative who knows how to run a business and stretch a dollar. For a conservative, effective, trustworthy leader, vote Gabriel Garcia for district clerk in the Republican primary March 6th.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign. Pat Sedgwick, Treasurer.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Hathaway. I've known Margaret Meese for over 20 years. As an attorney, her clients understand that she is very thoughtful, very detailed. Even in the face of great trials and tribulations, I've never seen Margaret back down. She never appears scared. She faces it head on and knows that between her diligence and God, they're going to get it done. If Margaret says she's doing it, it gets done, definitely.
Won't you join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese?
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
You've worked hard for your money. In today's uncertain times, don't leave your future to chance. While others risk losing their retirement in the unpredictable stock market, you can earn a high fixed rate of return with one of the largest, most reliable companies in the country today. Let me help you weather the storm with providing you a steady income no matter what the stock market does and with no risk to your principal. Call me today, Debbie Bloyd at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Allow me to help you protect your retirement.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn campaign.
I'll be 71 today. That'll be nice, won't it, with north winds. Then tonight down to about 40. Tomorrow 64, probably 65 on Thursday. 48 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
He may not want Robert Mueller to have him arrested after all. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A former Trump campaign advisor who threatened to defy the special counsel on the Russia probe appears to change his tune. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Sam Nunberg says he'll end up cooperating after a bizarre string of TV appearances that had one cable news host suggesting he was drunk. Nunberg dared Robert Mueller to arrest him, telling CNN he would not appear before a grand jury.
Mueller's not going to send me to prison for this. This is ridiculous. Look at this.
Nunberg upset the special counsel's office asked him for records of conversations with several White House officials.
Who am I? Am I some crook?